a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but that beauty.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Talking Fit podcast with Lewis
and Grace.
Back with another episode, episode 52
something.
52, maybe, I think. I could be wrong there.
We're back, though. We've been on a little bit of a hiatus. We've
been AFK for a bit.
AFK.
We've had a bit of a shocker today, too.
What does AFK mean? I have.
Away from keyboard.
Oh, my God.
Have you never heard?
That's so gamer. What? We've been MIA.
MIA, AFK, NPC.
Quick PSA. I am like...
Why are we throwing out all the acronyms today?
Quick public service announcement. I'm like violently ill.
Yeah, she's better now. So, she has been
violently ill. Don't be so loud. So, no, well, like, I just want to let you know because I sound so bad. Like, yeah. If I sound sick, it's because I am.
Yeah, she's been down with the woman flu.
It's all caught up. Excuse me.
The Sydney, dirty Sydney
Lewis's viruses. Yeah, we can blame Lewis's birthday for that. Yeah. Thank you.
We've had, just to preface quickly, if we sound a bit different, we've had a bit of a shocker. Well, not really. So we were going to record, obviously, as normal this week. We had last week off because we came back from my 21st. It was a great weekend. We'll cover it a little bit in a sec. But we just came back and we're just sort of like, we won't do an episode this week. We'll have a week off. And so, today, we're going to film as normal on the weekend, but it's Easter. And so the uni is fucking closed. And so, we were going to record like our little B-Tech setup in Grace's room with our mics and stuff, but
we forgot the mic.
I forgot the equipment. So
we're using the Holy Land, shirt mic.
We're using the mic'd up wireless.
We're using the mic'd up mic.
So Grace's Christmas present is coming in good use. It's coming in clutch right now. Actually, like we've got a great banging idea for this week's app, and I was so devastated when I found that I'd forgotten everything. So
it is going to be such a fun app though.
A fun little app.
Like we had to film it. This is a very lighthearted one for you guys. Mm. It's a bit of a game show app. Yeah. So,
but how was your last fortnight?
Grace? My God. You know what? I'm going to be totally honest and raw.
What?
And pure.
Okay.
It's been fucked. I'm not going to lie.
It hasn't been all that bad.
No, it's just been so, so, so busy. I'm not complaining. Like, I feel privileged that I get to even live like this, but my day's been just like scheduled down to like the 15-minute intervals, trying to tick everything off. Uni's a bit hectic. We've both been working a lot.
Yeah.
And then just everything to do with prep. It's getting like really real now. Update, we're just under 4 weeks out. Lewis's birthday was so exciting, but I had the best time. Even though I had to navigate the whole weekend
sober
and still eating my meals, it was still such a good time. But yeah, we've come back from that and I've caught like mega COVID or something. It's not COVID, but I've just been totally knocked around because I'm like so depleted, I think. Yeah. It's just like hit me like a truck, but hopefully I'll be back to normal in the gym tomorrow, back to the grind and kicking on the last few weeks of prep.
Ooh, exciting.
So
it's coming
exciting.
Up.
Exciting. Lewis, how's your last fortnight been?
Now you recapping on that. It's actually has been a bit of a shit fortnight,
it
not going to lie.
Yeah, it's
because
been crazy.
The only good thing to come out of the last 2 weeks was my birthday, which was great, but like looking at it from an outside perspective, like we've both ended up sick. I mean, I was sick at the start of the week. I can't say that too loudly or else Grace's dad will flip out. But I have been ill. And so has Grace. Got those dirty folk down in Sydney always are conjuring up some new strain of COVID or some sort of disease to give to any visitor that like passes
literally,
by, I swear.
Wait, just quickly, we're in like, at the races, there was some DJ at the end and there was this like mosh pit. We were like in the absolute depth of this fucking mosh pit. And I hear this girl go, "Oh, well, if we're going to get COVID, we're going to get it now." Yeah. And I was like, shit. I was like, I wish I didn't hear that. Like, she proper jinxed us.
Yeah.
Even though it's not COVID, it's definitely something from there.
Yeah, 100%. And, yeah, and so just being, like, unwell. So, obviously, the performance in the gym recently has been very average.
Very average.
Like, sort of plateauing, sort of not going, like, the best. So, that's shit. Plus, we've been working quite a bit. Like, I literally haven't had, other than the public holidays, a day off from work since returning from placement, really.
Yeah.
Which is good, though. I do need the money. I'm not complaining. Still, but
it just puts your whole day out.
Yeah, it's a bit of a pain.
Look, and in saying that, though, just quickly, we are lucky we're not working a 9-to-5.
But yeah.
It doesn't mean that we still can't complain about
it. But then we also have, like, I was going to touch on as well, uni as well. Yeah. I've been doing, like, having to catch up on, like, a lot of it. Or just, like, get a lot of it done. A lot of it has been coming up recently, like, tests, assignments, whatever, all due very soon. And, like, yeah, around the same time. And it's just been annoying me because it's been consuming, like, a good chunk of my, like, free time. And I've been finding that I've just not been bothered or really motivated enough to make videos and content either or anything like that. It's hard. It's
just, like, draining when you're just, like, running on the clock. And, like, I guess that's what sets, like, those people apart. But
yeah, that's true. Like, we're sitting here sound like we're full of excuses right now. Overall, I've just been feeling a bit flabby as well.
Lewis.
I'm having a crisis. Yes. No, but like, I'm,
what are you just,
I said to Grace yesterday, I think when, after she finishes her show, I'm gonna, because then it'll have been 7 months of a bulk, I'm gonna then just do some sort of a cut, not for very long, because I want to try and prioritize most of this year to going towards building. So yeah, I just thought, the body dysmorphia has been hitting a bit different lately. It's like,
got to him.
Yeah, and so I'm just a bit like, oh.
He looks great. Like, sorry, but if you've seen him, it's all in his head.
But yeah, it's been a little bit of a rough 2 weeks. Like, it's just, yeah, everything seemed to have caught up on us, like work, uni, like it just is. But it's been a bit hectic, but it's been still good. There's been good things, like
we had a shoot with,
yeah, I was gonna say, yeah,
with Limitless Nutrition on photo the weekend, shoot, displaying their new merch drop. Go check out their Instagram if you haven't.
I just want to preface, Grace and I are now available for hire as models. If you need us,
we are now available. Come scout us. Yeah, we're pretty good at modeling.
Yeah, but that was fun. We went on Saturday.
I'm just kidding, by the way.
Yeah. We went on Saturday night to a gym out at Curry Eye Gym.
Oh my God, it's so actually good. So
nice. How dare they put such a nice gym out in that hole at Curry Curry?
Literally, why don't they put it in our hole, Raymond Terrace?
hole.
You know what I mean, Bart?
Nothing's, like, going in my hole. You can't, I don't know about your hole.
You can't shit on Curry Curry when we go to Raymond Terrace.
True, that is true.
Look, I love our gym. I love our gym people, but, like, Raymond Terrace is probably worse than Curry Curry.
Yeah, but it's just, the only benefit is it's not, you know, it's not that far away from other civilization, you know.
True. Stop hogging the mic.
Sorry. We've literally got the most BTEC set up. I'm just holding it in between us right now. But
hold on. Is there anything else you want to add about your 2 weeks, Bart?
No.
I'm so excited to get into this.
To get into the meat of this, yeah. No, I didn't want to. I was going to just say that we had a great time at the photo shoot for Limitless Nutrition. It was so nice. It was just so nice not having to stress about getting the content, you know, that, like, we could just kick back and have a workout.
Shout out Big Dog Visions.
Yeah. They're so lovely. Cool. They're so cool. And everyone else was lovely too. We met the actual Jack Memes. So, no, but we met everyone else too that we haven't actually met in person.
Everyone's so nice.
And yeah, everyone was so nice.
It was so nice.
Shout out to,
it was refreshing,
the Limitless team. And of course, when you are shopping for your supplements and pump covers, make sure you go check out Limitless Nutrition and use code TALKINFIT10 at checkout for a nice little 10% discount on the best range of supplements and pump covers. But enough of the chit chat. we are going to get into the bulk of this episode. We need a bit of a fun episode again because, you know, but like we just said, life's been a bit hard right now. It's been a bit shit. So,
guys, we're just like privileged white folk. Yeah. Our life's been so hard.
So we're scumbagging a TikTok trend. I don't know if anyone else has seen
it. Oh, my God. By the way, I just want to say, sorry, before we start. No, you're right. This is really important. I'm actually not, I've actually decided to not compete anymore. I can't do it because what? I'm so hungry and I've been meaning to tell you.
That you're not competing.
Yeah. April Fool's!
Oh, true. It is April 1st today.
Sorry, that was so lame. That was cringe. I had to do that. I just remembered it was 1st of April. Happy April.
Oh, and happy Easter too. We just glimpsed over the fact that we've been gouging out, you know, 10,000 calories worth of chocolate. Yeah, well, not Grace. You're not Grace. I think it's just the chocolate talking in terms of like life's been draining. I think it's just I'm coming down from my chocolate high. But yes, like we said, we are scumbagging a TikTok trend. Not sure if you guys have ever like come across it on your feed. If you're in a relationship, maybe it's like it's the slides of like how well do you know him or her sort of thing. But the thing is, there's like this one, it's not like a thing of this or that. There's these ones where it's like four different things and it's like what out of these four different things is like what would they choose, but they're four of the most random things you've ever come across, like ever, like literally the most, they don't make any sense. They're not in a category.
So yeah, basically for example, I'll list out four things and Lewis will have to pick which one he thinks I would choose.
Yeah. And then I've got six things as well, like six lots of four things.
Yeah. So so we're going to do six rounds each.
And they're obviously gym related, like because we are, you know, the Talking Fit podcast.
Oh my God.
So.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Who wants to go first?
You go first. So I'll let you go
first. So you're going to pick.
No, we'll go like one at a time. So get like you.
Like you're going to pick.
Yeah.
So all right. So this one is probably, well, actually, I think this one might trick you a little bit. This is the only one that's sort of like categorized. Like it's all similar. Okay.
Yeah.
So for this one, it's four exercises. Which one do you think I would choose?
Yeah.
Right. Hip thrust, lateral raise, trap row, or leg extension. Now, this one, you're going to have to just think about it a little bit. This one, so what would I choose based on what I enjoy the most?
Well, by your tone of voice and this, like, you've just got to think about it thing is making me think it's not hip thrust, even though it should be. What was it again? Hip thrust, lateral raises, leg extensions and trap.
Like trap the machine.
I have a sneaky suspicion it's trap rows. You're not giving me any hints. See, normally when we play this, Grace will like give me like a hint. I'll be like, it's not this, and then she'll say it is, and I'll be like, yeah, okay. I'm gonna just if you're not picking hip thrusts, oh shit.
So hip thrust, lateral.
Because you said this one was gonna throw me a bit. Extension. So I'm not gonna pick hip thrust based off what you said.
It's just based on like what I enjoy the most.
Currently.
Yeah.
It's not leg extensions.
No.
It's not lateral raises. I'm going to go with trap rows. Is it trap rows?
Wrong. Bam, bam.
If you say hip thrust, I'm going to...
It's lateral raises.
Bullshit.
Fool. I love lateral raises.
Oh, since when? So oh, Lewis okay. So this
got
is
a fail.
So I've got one wrong. Okay. Well, that's a bit of bullshit.
Sorry.
Realistically, let's be honest. It should be hip thrust.
Yeah, look, realistic. Look, I love hip thrusts. Hip thrusts, I hate doing them. I'm sick of them. I hate them. Okay. Doing them, I dread it, but I have to do it. The best exercise to go into the gym and look at what you have to do is lateral raises by far.
Okay. Bit of bullshit there, but my one is also categorized, this first one.
Hide your phone.
It's just simply, well, it doesn't really matter because I'm not like pointed at what one I've got. It's just, I guess, like body parts to train.
Okay.
So we've got chest.
Yeah.
We've got shoulders.
Yeah.
We've got arms and we've got back. What is my favorite out of those four things?
Okay, well, it changes for you though. So, like, I swear, 1 month you'll be like, I love training
shoulders.
That's
true, but what is it currently?
Next, it's not arms.
No, it's not arms.
It's not back. Or it's not shoulders. Or it's chest. Or it's not chest.
See, I'm not gonna give you hints.
Look, I'm gonna say. You never go on about shoulders ever. You just don't. Because you just hate like dumbbell press.
That is true.
So
is true.
It's just like, I feel like it's not shoulders because I've never heard you really, only once, I think. All right, so it's either chest or back. I know you do like chest. Like, I feel like you've been liking chest recently. But what do you do for back? I'm just trying to think what you do for back.
Like my assisted pull-ups and my like lat rows and my trap rows. Sometimes I do single arm pull-downs.
I feel like it's not usual. I feel like it's not back because you were complaining about machine trap rows the other day. You're like, I just am sick.
They're hard, but I don't necessarily hate them.
No,
they're just,
I know.
They're just really.
What do you do for chest? What do you do for chest again?
Like incline press, flies, flat press. Come on, this is easy.
All right, it's back. You like back.
Fuck, fuck. I thought I was gonna throw you off.
You got yes.
I thought, I honestly thought you were going to be right. It's been back for God knows how long, I reckon. It's been back all time, I reckon.
So round one.
Back day is just the best. So round one, Grace has got one. I've got none. All right. You go next.
Okay.
So these are the more random ones.
All right. This is where it starts to get a little bit random. Okay. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay. Creamy garlic pasta. An early gym sesh,
mm-hmm.
Musashi protein wafers,
okay,
or an amazing night's sleep.
Oh, shit. There's only one right answer to this, because if you're picking any of these other things over this, right, especially now.
No, Lewis, that you know, there's two.
That you know that you have narcolepsy.
No.
What do you mean there's two?
There's two it could be.
There's two it could be. Is one of them an amazing night's sleep? Is
that's it up there? One okay, option. Okay. That's one of the two that it could be.
It could be. Okay. And the other one is the stupid Musashi protein wafer thing.
No, it's not.
Okay, creamy chicken pasta.
Creamy garlic pasta.
What was the other thing?
So creamy garlic pasta, an early gym sesh, like okay, getting it done.
It's not that.
Musashi protein wafer and an amazing night's sleep.
It's either between an amazing night's sleep or creamy chicken pasta.
It's creamy garlic pasta.
Creamy garlic pasta. Well, she's probably thinking creamy garlic pasta at the moment, just simply because she can't eat anything or eat it right now. But you are mad if you aren't picking, right? I'm gonna fart on you right now if you don't say it is an amazing night's sleep.
No, can I just quickly say, but
lock it in,
no,
Eddie.
No, no. So what's your
lock
answer?
Lock it in, an amazing night's sleep.
Wrong.
Bullshit. You're Lewis. Sabotaging
no,
me.
Hold on. No, I'm not. Let me just give my rationale.
Okay.
And you
there's
should
my rationale
you
to this.
Should have let me give my rationale before okay, you well, answered.
No, but I don't need hints.
An amazing night's sleep, as in you literally just have an amazing night's sleep.
And you wake up.
No, energized. It's not waking up energized. Oh. That's a different thing.
No, it's not.
It is, Lewis.
Oh, it's because you've got narcolepsy. So you even if you had an amazing night's sleep, you're still gonna feel tired through the day.
Exactly. Oh. And you can have an okay night's sleep and still just like get through your day as long as it's not a shit night's sleep. And I could bear with like waking up like maybe once and just being like, oh, and like having a couple dreams. It's annoying, but like it's not the worst. Creamy garlic pasta, Lewis.
Fucking stupid pasta.
Creamy garlic pasta is what I look forward to. It gets me through my day. An amazing night's sleep
okay.
doesn't get me through my day.
Okay. Okay.
Creamy garlic this pasta is, okay. does.
This is just bullshit, but we'll keep moving. All right. So I've got two wrong currently.
Wait. Cough break.
All right,
you're good.
My one, right? I reckon you're not going to get this right because this is incredibly hard. So first one.
Yeah.
An empty gym.
Oh, my God. That's one of mine.
Second one. A white monster.
Okay.
Third one is receiving supplements okay. in the mail.
Okay.
And the fourth one is slides in the gym.
Lewis.
Okay. This is hard. All
right. Can I just hard. Say this one's a bit, I think this one's really tough because you like all of those
of
things.
Yeah, all
so
of them.
So first though, process of elimination, I'm getting rid of White Monster because I know that you like, what are they called?
Oh, Peachy Keen.
Yeah, you like the other flavors better. Yeah. Slides in the gym, I'm getting rid of over an empty gym because okay. empty gym sort of means that you could like take your shoes off if you want no
That's
consequence.
That's true, but right? I mean, true. I didn't even
slides
think of
in
that.
The gym. You can adapt and overcome okay. and like still get on yeah. with it. So I reckon you're not choosing a White Monster over an empty gym. Actually, let me think though, because sometimes having like more people in the gym can make for a better session because you like feel like you need to like boast your ego a little bit. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Receiving sups in the mail. So like you've bought sups and
I've,
like they
I've
come
bought
in
sups
the
and they've arrived in the mail. They've finally arrived. You know, they've taken a couple of days to get there and they're there.
Well, I feel
and I
like.
I get home and I've got a fresh tub of like protein or pre-workout. Like,
well, I feel like you'd prefer that over a White Monster. Because like.
What one are you picking?
No, it's just hard.
I know.
An empty gym because the options are like limitless. Like
your final answer?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah! Okay, that was
I'm
an empty gym.
So right.
I shouldn't have put an empty gym. I should have put something a bit more niche with that.
Don't worry, I put empty gym.
It was between empty gym and receiving sups in the mail. So Grace got two right so far. All
right.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for my next one?
I'm ready for your next.
Okay,
one.
This one's kind of funny. A perfect gym selfie. The last gym session before you go on holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Total Eclipse of the Heart alternative remix. Like, you know, the Pamela Anderson song.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Or like leg curls, like hamstring curls.
Okay. Okay. I think I can nut this one out. So it's not leg curls.
Correct.
Scratch that. That's correct. You're not picking leg curls over the other three. Perfect gym selfies up there. But you love certain songs and music. So I feel like over like the sesh before a holiday and that song, you pick either of those two over a perfect gym selfie, I feel like. So I'm going to say it's not the gym selfie. I like instantly gravitate towards it being the last, like the gym sesh before going over, like overseas, like on a holiday. Because that's something you raved on about massively when I still remember that. I know that's a good one to put in there because it's euphoric. Because you go, oh my God, tomorrow we're going on a plane or whatever, or blah, blah. You know, it's like, and it just gets you keen. And traveling for you is one of your favorite things, right?
Yeah.
It is, undoubtedly. Yeah. It's more important to you than the gym, yeah. right? When we were overseas, you didn't work out and you were happy with that. And that was all good.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm feeling like it's got to be, and you get those opportunities never. You might get a perfect gym selfie like a couple times in, you know, a couple month period, right? You'll get them a few times here and there. That song you can listen to whenever. I know it's great, but it could also get old.
Yeah, okay.
The going overseas thing happens maybe once every 2 years, like barely, right?
Yeah. Well, it was happened the first time in my whole life.
So it's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah. I was going to say.
So it was literally that or a perfect gym selfie. Because, you know, when you get a perfect gym selfie.
True.
And it just fixes your whole day. You're like, oh, like the opportunities are endless with this selfie. Like, I'm going to go viral. Like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But,
okay.
The last, I almost wasn't going to pick last gym sesh before a holiday because, like, it's just fucking annoying that you've got to even go to the gym before a holiday.
Nah, but it's good, though. It's rewarding.
But
it's
the
rewarding.
Thing that's good is that you know that once it's done, like, you're done for, like, a period. So, good work.
So, I've finally got one right. So, it's I've got one out of three so far. All right, and this is your third one. Yeah. So, First up is a Gymshark sponsorship.
Okay. Wait. Okay. Yeah.
We definitely have the same things. Second
No.
one is a tricep pump.
Okay.
Third one is International Protein Caramel Popcorn Flavor.
Ooh.
And the fourth one is leg extensions.
Okay. Okay, so immediately I'm gonna get rid of a tricep pump because you seriously wouldn't choose a fucking
I love a
tricep pump
tricep pump
over
though.
Gymshark
It's
sponsorship.
arguably my favorite pump.
No, sorry, that's actually outrageous if you choose that. Secondly, International Protein Caramel Popcorn flavor. Hands down, honestly, up until today, the best protein flavor I've ever
Yeah,
had.
it's true.
I will only ever get that protein flavor and the one that I've tried today, Ghost fucking, what is it? Chocolate peanut butter cereal or some shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, you're not choosing a thing of international protein over Gymshark sponsorship. I refuse.
Yeah. Okay.
Leg extensions versus Gymshark sponsorship. So, hold on. So, does this mean but that you like leg so it's you choose Gymshark and you don't do leg extensions ever again? Or is it just like what would you enjoy more?
No. It's just what I prefer out of those things.
Obviously, my answer is a Gymshark sponsorship because what like that's an instant like card like instant fame card low key. Like you get sponsored by Gymshark, you almost get instant clout.
Yeah, that's true. I'd probably look, I was struggling to decide that one because I do love leg extensions, but I will say a Gymshark
But like,
sponsorship. You just don't get
but
that.
if someone was like, "Oh, do you want to come
Yeah.
hit, do a couple sets of leg extensions or be sponsored by
Yeah, true.
Gymshark?" You can't say leg extensions.
It's
That's
true,
fine.
but yeah.
I'm so sorry again for my voice. I feel like I sound like Terry the Chain Smoker.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
All right,
Hold
so
on.
3-1. I
Wait,
don't
what?
see
Oh
a
no.
comeback in sight here, but
Okay.
it's now time for Grace's fourth one.
Okay. This one, hold the mic closer to me. Thank you. Perfect gym fit. Getting a compliment from a girly. Post-workout Guzman. Or going to the gym on a beautiful sunny day.
Okay, so it's not the last two because Grace chucks the shits whenever she's at the gym and the weather outside's great and we're fucking stuck in the gym, right? We're just not making use of the prime of the day. We've got to go to the fucking gym instead. So that's not that.
That's true.
And it's not a Guzman post-workout feed because she's all rocks and diamonds with Guzman, all hot and cold with it. One minute she's like, oh, it's amazing. Next minute she's like, yuck, what is
No,
this?
but like a nacho fries.
Yeah, but still, you're not picking that. So it's definitely not the last two, right? Are you pulling faces like it's like,
No.
oh, I've picked a fucking nacho fries over like a girly gym compliment. What were the first two again?
Perfect gym outfit or getting a compliment from a girly.
So yeah, you're not picking fucking nacho fries over
I
a
love,
perfect gym
Lewis,
fit.
I love nacho fries.
It's not the last two. I know that for a fact. I don't believe it's the compliment one either because you're so awkward that you'd be like, because I know I'm awkward too when people give me compliments. I'm like,
I'm significantly less awkward than you in those situations,
yeah, a
though.
bit less. But I feel like your
Depending on the
anxiety is
day.
just rushing, you know what I
Depending
mean?
on the day, yeah.
And I don't know, I just feel like you're gonna come across a perfect gym outfit less. And I know you're probably gonna be like, oh, when I have a perfect gym outfit, I'm just so slay and like everything's slay and I'm slaying and slay, slay, slay. So I feel like it's a perfect gym outfit.
Say final answer.
That's my final answer.
Wrong,
Bullshit!
Lewis.
No, hang on, bull fucking shit.
No,
What is
Lewis.
it? What? No, it's the compliment.
It's a compliment from a
Oh,
girly.
piss off.
Lewis, sorry, but I not to like get my little hamster violin out, but I like rarely get compliments from anyone
Oh, fuck
in the
off.
gym face to
True, in
face
person, I
in
suppose.
person. This is an in person compliment. everyone is so lovely over socials, and I don't take that for granted, but like getting a compliment, like someone coming up to you in the gym and just being like, you look so good, like you look amazing. Like, sure, in the moment you might, like your heart might be racing and you just don't know what to say, but doesn't it just make you feel so good?
Yeah, I suppose it does.
Like,
yeah.
It makes you feel so good about yourself.
Yeah. But I thought you, yeah, you know.
It was between that or perfect gym fit. But, like, I feel like you actually can come across a perfect gym fit often.
Yeah.
So, I've got to take the compliment from a girlie.
Okay.
Not from a male.
Yeah, I might
not from a dude. I don't want that. That doesn't make me feel good.
Unless it's me.
Unless it's Lou. But a compliment from a girlie coming up to you in the gym and like she's taken time out of her session and built up her confidence to come up and compliment me. Oh,
look, I fumbled it. I feel like I fumbled it with that one. I feel like I've got chocolate brain. I've got chocolate brain rot currently.
All right, let's go with you, but.
Okay. My fourth one
is
a peachy keen one this time. Okay. So now we're spicing it up. Sam Sulek videos.
Oh, okay.
Limitless Nutrition or the Sydney Fitness Expo.
Oh, my God. I was going to put the Sydney Fitness Expo. Okay. But I didn't. Okay. So Peachy Keen, Sam Sulek videos, Limitless Nutrition. Or Sydney Fitness Expo.
Yes.
See, you've gone completely where I didn't want to go because I was like, oh, I can't put, like, sponsorships or events because then if we don't choose them, like, we could sabotage our chances.
That's true.
Anyway, I'm getting rid of Sam Sulek videos.
Yes.
Because you don't really watch... Like, you watch them, but, like, you're not a religious watcher. Fuck. Sydney Fitness Expo, I love. Do you mean just, like, going there?
Yeah.
Okay. Limitless Nutrition. You would be a real ass kiss if you picked Limitless Nutrition.
Hey, we are sponsored now. Code Talking Fit 10 at checkout.
Yuck, I'm dying. Peachy Keen, no.
If you can nut this out, I'll be impressed.
You'll be impressed.
That's the only like sort of hint I'm going to give to you at this.
Nut this out. Was that a like strategic hint?
No, but like I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. Peachy Keen Monster over Limitless Nutrition. Lewis, he's a Limitless Nutrition boy. He's loyal to the soil with Limitless Nutrition. I feel like he's very, as am I, we're very grateful to be part of the team. And I don't think he'd give it all up for a Peachy Keen Monster. Like, I don't.
This isn't necessarily what this like, game thing is about. It's not like, oh, I can't have the rest if I pick this. It's just what I think's better.
What you think's better?
Yeah.
Okay, still, my point still stands.
Yeah.
You don't think a can of, like, carbonated energy water is better than Limitless Nutrition? No. I'm getting rid of Peachy Keen. Am I wrong?
Lewis. Ow. Keep going. No, keep going.
So it's either, okay, I'm going to get rid of the Sydney Fitness Expo as well, because you want to go there as a guest, not as like, it was fun, but I feel like, oh no, you want to go there as you want to be invited.
Oh yeah, I said that, but like, I'm still going to go. You know
okay, you're going to go.
Yeah.
I think it's between Limitless Nutrition and Peachy Keen, but I'm going to say... You're picking Limitless Nutrition. That's my final answer because you are loyal. And I just know that you will use this to be like, oh, use code TALKINFIT10 at checkout. Limitless Nutrition. I've got it, haven't I? Don't change your mind now.
It breaks my heart. But yes, you did get it right.
Yeah.
My Peachy Keen Monster. I was going to, because I know what you were saying, like, oh, you didn't want to be controversial. We love everything that we say in these four things.
True.
That's what is trying to make it difficult.
Yeah.
I was gonna pick a Peachy Keen Monster because at the end of the day, then no one can be angry because I've not picked one of the overall. Not that anyone is angry, but I'm saying like I could have just I was gonna meme it and say a Peachy Keen Monster, but No, I'll pick Limitless Nutrition because
Look at
we push the limit.
you. You
Yeah.
little ass
Because
kiss.
I'm not an ass kiss. What
He's
the
licking
hell?
some cheeks, you
I'm
know.
not. What the hell?
Nah, love them.
Yeah, W, Limitless Nutrition.
That was tough, though. That was tough.
That was hard. That was hard. All right. Grace's fifth one. Currently, Grace hasn't got one wrong. My mission now is to make Grace get one wrong. So,
All right.
because I've only got one right. This is disastrous, by the way.
Okay, round five. Me.
Mm-hmm.
Rest day, finding a new gym song, lean beef patty, or an empty gym.
See, I feel like, again, I've gravitated towards one as soon as you said it, is an empty gym. But I'm just thinking, lean beef patty, you do love lean beef patty.
I love lean beef patty.
But you're not picking lean beef patty over, let's say, an empty gym. That's not happening. What were the first two again? A
Rest
rest. Oh.
day or finding a new gym
A rest
song.
day. It could be a rest day. No, Grace loves just not being in the
That's
gym.
so
So,
mean.
a rest day isn't out of the question, low key. It's actually very in the question. What was the second one again?
Finding a new gym song.
No, it's not
Like a
that.
good gym song.
Yeah, I know it's that's a vibe, but no. Oh, this is hard. I feel like just because of the way you emphasized how like good an empty gym was before when I said it, I feel like you also value an empty gym, and it's something that comes around less often. You get a rest day every couple of days a week, you know what I mean? And you do love your rest days. That's what's making it hard. You're not picking lean beef patty. I know you love lean beef patty, but you wouldn't put a person above all this stuff.
Put a person
If you
on
did,
the
that's
list.
so shallow of you. That's all I'm gonna say.
Wait, what do you
That's
mean that's so shallow?
shallow.
Isn't it the
You called me a
opposite?
kiss ass. No, but like you like put this like fake natty
Oh,
on
okay.
above everything else. Over the potential to have an empty gym. And coming in, what was the second one again?
Finding a new gym song.
I'm gonna lock in an empty gym because I feel like it's the safe bet. And I feel like if you're saying anything else, you're a bit of a hypocrite because you were like at me when I said empty gym and you were like, oh, you're not picking that over an empty gym. You're not picking that over an empty gym. So you're not picking lean beef patty or a new gym song. You could pick a rest day. Maybe I'll wing it and say rest day. You know what? I'm gonna wing it and say it's a rest day instead.
Is that what you're locking in? What are you locking
I'm
in?
locking in a rest
Are
day.
you locking in a rest day?
I'll lock it in, Eddie. I'll have it locked in.
Well done. That was a good one.
Yeah,
That was a good one.
Oh, I
Look,
nearly
oi,
fucked it.
sorry, but you're lucky because you locked in an empty gym and I gave you a cross. But I'll
Oh,
scribble it out
yeah.
and give you the benefit of the
Yeah.
doubt.
Yeah.
A rest day. Fuck, honestly, going to the gym. I actually like, I absolutely love.
Tell us how it makes sense.
I love my rest days and I love my weekends. Cannot wait to go back to no weekend training.
Grace is Grace the fitness influencer online coach who hates the gym.
Sorry,
I've never met someone like that.
I'm
It's
just
so funny.
realistic. I'm just realistic. Sometimes going to the gym is the most frustrating
It
thing
can be. Yeah,
ever.
it can be.
Especially when it is a nice, beautiful, sunny day out and you could be laying on the beach, but you're like, I'm going to the fucking gym.
Yeah, that's true.
So annoying. But that's what separates the average from the best.
Yeah.
Because even though it pisses me off, I will still go and get every session done because I'm disciplined.
True. All right. My next one, my fifth one, is Ronnie Coleman quotes. So we've got the Yeah Buddy Peanuts, everything lightweight.
Okay.
Ronnie Coleman quotes,
Yeah.
a baggy pump cover,
Okay.
an adductor pump,
An adductor pump.
Yeah. If you
Okay.
ever had an adductor pump,
Yeah,
you know
they're
what it's
pretty
like.
gnarly, yeah.
Or a lat row machine.
Oh, what?
Like a
Okay.
lat row machine.
All right. Instantly, I'm getting rid of Ronnie Coleman quotes because you just don't quote him that often. And if you are gonna sit here and say, I quote Ronnie Coleman all the time, you just don't. I barely ever hear you quote him. Anyway. Okay, lat row machine. Baggy pump cover, adductor pump. I love an adductor pump, but you've never come up to me and gone,
Yeah,
look
I
at
have.
me.
I've said, holy shit, this feels insane.
Adductor
An
pump.
adductor pump. Yeah, they feel incredible. Like they feel insane.
They look good
They're weird.
too.
Oh, I don't know what they look like, but they feel ridiculous.
Big adductors look really good.
Okay, I've not actually ever looked at my pump. I've just like felt it. You feel it, and it feels interesting.
Baggy pump cover. I'm just getting rid of that personally because I just think you look better without a pump cover. Pump covers low-key annoy the shit out of me. I'm like, why are you coming to the gym with two shirts on? Unless you're having like maybe a bit of a bad body image day. Just get your shirt off so we can see what you look like. I get annoyed when Lewis wears a pump cover because he doesn't take it off until his last 10 minutes of his
Well, because that's
workout.
what it's a pump
And
cover
I'm
is
like, fuck, what
for.
the hell? I'm not about modesty in the gym. Get your tits out. Anyway, so adductor pump, lat row machine. I'm gonna have to pick, I'm locking in lat row machine because you go on about a good lat row machine all the time. You will get on a lat, you'll get on a lat row machine at Warner's Bay and you will come up to me every time almost without fail, even though you've told me it a million times and gone and you'll say, oh, that lat row machine's just so good. Like, we need to have one at our gym. Like, it's just like so good. It just feels so good. It's such a good squeeze.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you are correct
Thank
because
you.
it's not even only the low row machine that's at Warner's Bay. It's just a good lat row machine, like the one at Revo Fitness.
Yeah.
That is the best fucking machine I've piece of equipment. For that matter, that I've ever used, like ever. Like, it is so fucking good. I love it. So, yeah, I will say, like, a lat row. The only other thing I was gonna say was a baggy pump cover. I love a good baggy pump cover. Like, this shirt's great. I think it's like, I love a pump cover that goes down to my
Yeah, but
elbows.
you
And
like your pump better than your pump
yeah, that's
cover.
true. That's true. So, I can see that. So yes, it
That
is
was
a lat
kind of
row
hard,
machine.
though.
A lat row machine. All right, last
All right, you
one.
ready for my last
I'm ready for
round?
your last
This
round.
one is hands down
Wait.
the most difficult round that you will be faced with. Like,
I'm making a last minute change to
I
mine.
just want to say good luck because this one's the toughest one. All right, are you ready? All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. A private gym, our own private
Okay,
gym.
or that's up there.
Coach Eugene TO videos slash content.
It's up there, but not as up there as a private gym, I feel like. Yeah, oh, sorry, keep going.
Right. A trip to the USA to train at all of the top gyms, like Alpha Land, Zoo Culture, like a all expenses paid trip
Oh, fuck,
to the
right.
USA
Okay.
just to train. And then my last one is the ability to eat Raising Cane's and not get gluten for the rest of my life.
Ooh, well, that's like super specific. And what I will say, this is how I've instantly knocked out one. That, right, the Raising Cane's thing. When you mention the America trip, you, as do I, realistically only want to go to America for the food. That is like a huge chunk of the reason you want to go. It would be great to go train at those gyms
Yeah,
too. I'm
but
not
it
gonna
is
lie,
an
like
all expenses
that
paid.
is true. That is true. But it's no good if you go over there and you can't eat Raising Cane's or you can't eat, like half the stuff because it's like full of gluten.
That is true.
A private gym is also up there because fucking who doesn't want a private gym? And we've said it before, like we do really want to like private gym and whatever, but you don't like recording videos in general. Like I know if you had a private gym, you might, but you don't really like recording stuff as much, you know what I mean? Because you have said that to me before. You're looking at me funny. All right. And you have said that to me before.
Yeah, okay.
Eugene Teo, yeah, he's great, but you're not, again, you're not picking Coach Eugene Teo videos, for instance, over a fucking holiday, all expenses yeah, okay, paid
that's
holiday.
True. Shout out Coach Eugene Teo, though. He was an honourable, had an honourable spot on this list, I'll say.
I'm going to knock off Private Gym as well, because then I know we're going to be sat here and you're going to go one of two ways. And this is what's pissing me off about this. You're going to go, oh, why would I pick any of those other things over an all expenses paid trip? Like, we don't even have to pay for it to America or whatever. And I can at least still try to eat, you know, all the food over there and whatever. And it's, you know, it's free. So that is an argument, but you can't unless you can't, you know, you really do want to try Raising Cane's. Now, this is another one where I'm going to use just logic and say that you've gone logical and you've gone, I'm going to take the all expenses paid trip, right, to a different country. So again, we're going overseas, right? We're traveling and it's all covered. And America is very expensive.
Yeah.
And we can go to all the different gyms and stuff and get your, you know, aesthetic photo. You can get your compliments from a girlie too, because there's so many of them over there. So I think you're going to say the trip to America. So a bit outrageous if you don't, now that I'm saying it out loud.
Are you locking it in?
I am locking it in, Eddie.
Wrong!
Bullshit! Woo! How?
Oh my God, so sorry to you.
How is it wrong?
Okay, firstly, I thought you would have been able to narrow it down to two easy.
Okay.
It's between Private Gym and the ability to eat Raising Cane's and not get gluten. Do you want to know? You're kidding me. What do you think it is out of those two?
The Raising Cane's.
No.
A Private Gym.
So let me just explain why. A Private Gym. Picture like Coach Eugene Teo's Private Gym all to ourselves. Private Gym, like aesthetic. The only reason I don't like filming videos and filming content is because I hate doing it in front of people. I hate doing it in front of people. That's why I don't record
more. Yeah, okay. And you also, you just said a hot 20 minutes ago how you don't like going to the gym. You just fucking said
Lewis,
this.
But the gym is my whole life. Just because I don't like going there doesn't mean like I wouldn't like my own private gym. Like, I don't hate going to the gym. Obviously, the gym, my life revolves around the gym enough that I love it that much that I've dedicated the last few months to competing.
Yes. But you're picking that,
Lewis,
over a fucking all expenses paid trip to America.
Yeah, because this private gym and I could film my content, post it all on social media, could go viral with the good quality, with me feeling more comfortable, set us up for the future. We get richer, can go to America. Those gyms, Lewis, are so crowded.
That's not a guarantee, though. I know, but it's just still the experience of going there. Plus, you can eat all the food that we wanted because it's all over there and it's all expenses paid trip. And it's not only that. It's not only going to the gyms. It's just going to America in general. It's a holiday.
How life-changing
our
own private gym could be.
It would be.
And then you could open it up to the public to make passive income that way.
Fucking hell. So you've clearly thought well into this.
Yes.
And you still
sorry.
I've made the irrational decision.
If you haven't seen Eugene Teo's Private Gym, it is the epitome of stunning. Like, I would probably amputate a leg to call that gym my own. And I would honestly go to America and eat Raising Cane's with gluten and just deal with it. That's how much I would just eat Raising Cane's. But in saying that, I could also not eat Raising Cane's because, like, fast food's kind of, like, sickening when it's, like, deep fried. So I could live, like, without it. But, yeah.
That's cap.
Anyway.
Let us know how outrageous that is.
Sorry, but I thought for sure you would have got that. When I read it out, I was like, this is probably easier than I thought. Because our own private gym, Lewis.
I know.
The amount of times we've been to the gym at like 12 o'clock at night to film content.
That's true.
And we go, my God, if only we just had our own gym. Yes,
that is true. I will say. I can understand that. But, like, you threw me off because you just finished saying about how you don't like the gym. And I'm sitting there thinking, you're going to pick Lewis, a holiday. You're going to pick a holiday
be so over fucking, it, though. Be so for real, though.
What?
A holiday to go to the gym.
No, a holiday that's to an, America. That's and an, that's part of
that's
it,
that's an oxymoron in itself. A holiday to go to the gym. And you're being like, but you don't like going to the gym. Why would I want to go on holiday to go work out then?
Stop. Stop. I reckon.
But in saying outrageous. That, they'd all be really good.
Yeah.
All right, what's yours?
That was a hard one. So what did I get overall?
Lewis got 1, 2, 3, 4 wrong and...
So I got 2 out of 6.
2 out of 6.
Fucking hell. That's some bullshit. All right, you ready? This is going to be Grace's first incorrect one because no, I reckon it is pretty difficult to get.
I'm on a roll.
Ready?
Can you stop my cogging, Bart?
I was just, you're coughing. Right. I'm just trying to stop the earache. All right. An Arnold poster. So, like, an old school Arnold-like poster.
Yeah, okay. Right? Okay.
White girl hard style.
Okay.
Right. A shoulder pump.
Okay.
And the last one is a hack squat.
Okay. All right.
What am I picking?
Oh my God, that is tough. That's tough.
Good. Okay. I refuse to let you get all of them right.
So I think White Girl Hardstyle has to remain a contender because you love it. You love all of these things. I'm going to get rid of Arnold poster though because I just know you're not picking an Arnold poster over like what? An Arnold poster is not going to get you through your like hack squat or an Arnold poster's not going to get you through your workout like White Girl Hard Style will. Or an Arnold poster's not going to get you pumped up to get a shoulder pump like White Girl Hard Style would. You know...
It is nice to look at.
Yeah, for like 5 seconds. Do you know... Stop. Do you know there... I've instantly picked up on a common denominator here that can provide both of these things. What's so that? Instantly, what? My brain's floating to like White Girl Hard Style because it can like it. I feel like it can make a session for you because I know you really like it.
Yeah,
and that like you will get a really sick shoulder pump listening to White Girl Hard Style because it'll like hype you up, or like you put on White Girl Hard Style before you jump on the hack squat because if you were to jump on the hack squat. No music, you'd just be a bit like down in the dumps.
Well, White Girl Hard Style isn't the only music to exist, though.
No, but what can you at least give me an example then? It's not, is it like the Halo remix?
Yeah, that's like those White Girl songs that have been Hard Style remixed. I've got a playlist full of them.
Yeah, right.
Like Dark Horse, Katy Perry Dark Horse.
Yeah, so you Hard really Style. Like White Girl Hard Style?
Yeah.
Shoulder pump. Look at this shoulder pump. Look at my shoulder pump.
Why are you trying to like mock what Grace, I do?
Oi, Grace, come look at my shoulder pump. Yeah, I've heard that a few times. Oh, shit. You love a hack squat. Do you know what, Bart? Do you know what, Bart? No, I don't know. I was going to get rid of hack squat because you can get through your leg days without a hack squat. Even though I know you'd prefer a hack squat. Like, it's like your holy grail leg exercise, I feel like.
Yeah, it really is, yeah. That, well, yeah, I would say it is.
Apart from leg extensions.
Yeah.
Fuck, this is hard. I'm probably going to get rid of a shoulder pump. Even though it's oh, that's tough. That's hard for me to say. Because even I love a shoulder pump. But I feel like sometimes you get more hype when, like, you have a chest pump or something. Like, your chest will get pumped and you'll be like, oh, my God, look at my chest. And I'll be like, oh, true.
Okay.
So I think it's between White Girl Hard Style or a hack squat.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You could have eliminated a potential... contender.
They're all potential contenders.
Yeah, well, you may have it. Maybe I'm trying to throw you off.
Shoulder pump, I'm pretty confident getting rid of it. White girl hard style and a hack squat. Sorry, I'm just this one's tough. Do you know what? Shit, though. 'Cause like you can listen to other music, like you do listen to like rap shit and like Drake and all that trash.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, I
Don't
said
start flaming my music taste.
no, I said what I said.
All right. All right, Miss fucking, what was it? Panic at the Disco, bloody Alvin and the Chipmunk remix or whatever. Whatever it was.
Stop. You know, I think I am gonna lock in. This is really hard because I don't know if it's right, but I'm gonna lock in hack squat because you always will do a hack squat, or you used to come back from placement and you'd be like, leg days are just so much better at Revo, like their hack squat's so good, or like you just rave on about hack squats. Like you love hack squats.
Is that your final
That's my
answer?
final answer. Am I right? I have to be right.
You are wrong.
No,
Yeah.
bullshit.
You
That's
are
bullshit.
wrong.
No, I'm not. You've changed my
So, no, I
answer.
haven't. I haven't.
So sorry to the
I
listeners. That's so
love
hard.
a hack squat. That there's no putting that past it, but unfortunately, hack squat is a leg day movement, and I don't love leg day over certain upper body days like back day. And leg day, like, I love hack squat, but I fucking still hate training legs like 90%
But
of the
you
time.
rave on about hack
I
squats
do,
so
and they are
much.
great, but it's still a leg movement.
Okay.
It was shoulder pump. Yeah,
Bullshit.
because white girl hard style is phenomenal, right? But like, I can listen to many genres of different music and get pumped. Like, at the moment, I'm listening to like 80s shit and stuff again. So it's not as I could go at easily several gym sessions without listening to it. I love it, but it's not like I don't have to listen to it. A shoulder pump, though, I don't get a good shoulder pump very often, right? Not
That's
like
crazy.
when I'm happy to like fucking show off, but when I do, it is awesome. Like, I genuinely think a shoulder pump is the best pump, like, aesthetically for me. Like, I
True.
love it. Like, because
True,
I've got a
true.
wider shoulders anyway, so if I can get them pumped well, oh, it looks great. I like love it. So I would say it was a shoulder pump, but
Damn
that was a hard
it.
one. That was a
That was
hard
so
one.
hard because, like, fair, shoulder pump's such a fair
Yeah,
answer.
it was a
But,
hard
like,
one.
you just rave on
I
about hack
do, I
squats.
do, I do.
And you also, like,
But see, this is what I was getting muddled up with you. I swear I hear you rave on about certain things and
you
then it's not
often
that.
rave on about white girl hard style as
I
well.
do, I do.
And, like, you rarely rave on about a shoulder pump. Maybe
Because I just said I
you
don't
don't
get
get
them like
them.
a good one often, and I wish I did. And like, if I was to, I could chase a really good shoulder pump if I wanted to, if I just spammed lateral raises, but we don't do that no more. So,
Damn it.
but yeah, it's that was a hard one, but it was a shoulder
Oh,
pump. So
so
you got one
shit.
wrong. She got, to be
So
fair, Grace got one wrong out of six. I got fucking four wrong.
the
So,
final score, Lewis 2 out of 6, Grace 5 out of 6.
oh.
I just know you so well.
Yeah, you
You need to
do.
get to know me better,
You need to
clearly.
stop setting me up for failure. Imagine if this was the other way around. You would say, I boycotted you to make you look bad in front of everyone. That's what you would have said.
What?
That's how I feel right
Not
now.
at
I feel like I've been done
all.
dirty by so
I had
especially
all
that
of my
last one. That
answers.
last one was bogus.
Sorry, but
Bogus man.
that was so much
That
fun.
was fun.
We have to do another
We do.
one
We
because
when we get these TikToks, we literally stop anything we're doing like on the spot and do them, and it's literally like this, like an hour long fucking
it's so
session of getting
fun.
through six different things of what we would pick.
Because we have to like explain to each other the why. It's
Yeah,
so funny.
yeah. But yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed listening to that one. That went really long actually.
Hopefully you guys could like answer them as you went as well. Or like,
Maybe, yeah, let us know. Did you guys get
yeah.
6 out of 6? If anyone knew us better than us,
Or let
then
us
hey.
know if what you thought about what we picked and if you would have picked something else out of our lists.
Yeah.
Like, if you think...
There's so many more you can do for this too. Like, yeah. We can do another one of these down the track because, yeah, there's... I was thinking of them and doing them. Like, originally, I reckon you would have possibly gotten that one, but I changed one of the ones at the end. No. So it was... Instead of hack squat, it was chicken and rice. But I was like, no, that's too bait. Like, you'll get that. So that's why I was like, I'll get like a hack squat in there, and it'll really, really spice it up on this last one, make it difficult. So, yeah, if you guys enjoyed listening to that one, let us know because we enjoy doing that one, and we enjoy doing fun ones. You know, we might have a little run of some fun ones now because, you know, they're just enjoyable. So enjoyable. And maybe we might, like, you know, next time we'll come a bit more prepared. And if we're in the uni room, we might put up a bit of like a visual aesthetic to it. You know, maybe we'll have photos of these things. So, but yeah, let us know what you guys thought. Did you guys get 6 out of 6? And let us know what you would like to see next. And as always, guys, we love you. Thank you for being patient and waiting 2 weeks for this episode to come out. Hopefully the audio quality sounds all right. I hope it does. I would assume it sounds not too bad. Hopefully it wasn't too ear-ache in certain parts.
Yes.
But, any final words, Grace?
Thanks for listening. Hopefully next time I don't sound like this. But, yeah, just let us know if you had any thoughts. And thanks for tuning in. That's about all.
Yeah. All right. And make sure you guys go and use code TALKINFIT10 at the Limitless Nutrition checkout. I know, sell out. All right. Get used to it. But we love you all, and we will catch you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.